Governor Walker is not pleased about an EPA plan to cut carbon pollution. Most comes from power plants that burn coal. The EPA expects to roll out its final document in June 2015, and Walker says he's willing to battle the issue in court. In the meantime, some Wisconsin legislators said they wanted to learn more about the EPA's proposal. So Wednesday, the Assembly Energy and Utilities Committee held an informational hearing. Committee Chair Mike Kuglich said he did some reading before the hearing, starting with the EPA's fact sheet about cutting carbon pollution. It refers to the plan as common sense.
Now, call me cynical, but I don't think something that is considered common sense and flexible would have created 1.6 million comments from various stakeholders across the country, would have also raised major concerns from our energy producers, utilities, from our energy consumers, the manufacturing base, and the state agencies that are in charge of implementing this flexible and common sense plan.
The agency here that would have to oversee carbon reductions is the DNR. Spokesperson Bart Sponseller says it let the EPA know the job won't be easy. The draft plan requires Wisconsin to drive down emissions 34%. Other states' goals range from 11 to 72%, so Wisconsin is near the middle. Sponseller says a bitter pill to swallow is the fact that Wisconsin has already reduced carbon pollution.
In fact, EPA's proposal has the perverse result of penalizing states that have already taken action to reduce CO2 emissions relative to those that have done nothing. Our comments asked EPA to address the inequity.
Keith Riopel agrees the EPA should modify its plan. Riopel works for the environmental group Clean Wisconsin, yet he believes an energy-saving program already underway in Wisconsin, if expanded, would help the state meet a goal of 34%.
Clearly, the Focus on Energy program is a huge asset for us. Clearly, it is giving us very significant carbon emission reductions, and it's doing it at the same time that it's saving homeowners and business owners hundreds of millions of dollars cumulatively every year on their energy bills.
One person who does not see the EPA plan as a gem in the rough is Public Service Commissioner Ellen Nowak. She says she spent hours poring over EPA's 1,000-page draft. Nowak predicts it would drain jobs from Wisconsin and cost utilities and ratepayers here up to $13 billion to reduce emissions.
Improving the environment, is that good? Absolutely. But it comes at a cost, and then you have to start to say, at what cost does it not make sense anymore? And that's what we're looking at.
Committee co-chair Representative David Steffen says worried residents contact him nearly every day.
I have a constituent who owns a small piano shop. He has to keep everything at a very high level, climate-controlled environment, very expensive. When he heard about 19% potential increases on his rate, he said, David, that's going to shutter my business. My wife and I will no longer have this company.
Critics and supporters alike expect to see a modified EPA plan when it's released later this year. In the meantime, the agency says the public will have continued opportunities to comment. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM.